BBC Radio Jersey.
Wrap my words around. See what I did there? The whole rap thing, eh? Yeah, there's no flies on me, is there? So let's talk to the first rapping consultant, the one that's been at Downing Street. I'm talking of Aruna Khan, who joins us now from our line in London. Good to have you with us, Aruna. Good morning to you, as it still is morning.
Good morning to you, Murray. Delighted to be with you.
Now, when it comes to rapping presents, I don't even enjoy it.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry. I'm the opposite end of the spectrum to you. What am I missing out on?
Oh, the joy, the fun. You've gone to the trouble of buying beautiful presents and then you pop them in the bag or leave them in the bag you shop for them. It doesn't show how much you care. It doesn't create excitement to the recipient.
Right. So I mean, when I do receive really good-looking sort of presents that are wrapped beautifully, the first thing you say is, oh, wow, isn't that wrapped beautifully? I still can't motivate myself to do it. I think I'm all thumbs and fingers with sellotape and bits, and I always end up sort of biting a bit of sellotape and it snares and snatches. Where am I really going wrong?
You're not coming on one of my gift wrapping courses. That's plainly a huge mistake.
Obviously.
As you're in Jersey, maybe I'll have to send you my gift wrapping DVD.
Love it.
I definitely think there's room for improvement.
Trust me, anyone who's received a gift off me will know that I will do anything. I've been into shops with something I bought somewhere else and said, you know, you do gift wrapping for some of your perfume. Could you gift wrap some of these other things for me if I buy a bottle of perfume?
Oh, wow.
Just to get someone else to gift wrap the things for me.
Now, if we have to have a crash course here because presumably we're talking about your wrapping for Christmas.
Yes.
And what I think perhaps you need to do is get some cellophane. And you can order that online, or you can maybe chat up your local florist and she might give you a few metres of it. Mm-hmm. If you line it with tissue paper so that people can't see the gift, Stand the present in the middle, gather the gift wrap up around it, tie it over the top, doesn't matter what it is. That will make your wrapping look a lot better and it will be really quick and easy.
I love that. I just love that.
Oh, good. Send me photos.
Do you know what? I'm just thinking, my mind just went into, different colours of tissue paper.
Absolutely.
So you could do gold ones, you could do red ones, you could do... I mean, this is... I'm excited already.
Woo, I like that. Now, if your present is a medium size, you might need to line the cellophane with two sheets of tissue paper laid side by side. Mm-hmm. So you'll overwrap them slightly, you'll tape them on the inside so people can't see the tape and use a matte tape and then it won't show up. And then it means that when you put the present in and you gather the cellophane and the tissue paper, it's all going to look glorious and they... your recipients will be fainting with excitement.
I'm loving this already. You can go stages further. I mean, there was a lovely clip in the film Love Actually, which I'm sure you saw with Rowan Atkinson.
Yes.
I mean, that was going to an extreme there with, you know, bits of lavender and cinnamon sticks and all sorts of bits and pieces as well. So you can scent it as well, can't you?
You can do absolutely anything. You can add all kinds of wonderful finishing touches. You don't just have to go with curling ribbon. You can get, there are so many beautiful fabric ribbons now. You can even be a bit inventive with what you use. You mentioned the cinnamon stick. You know, You can take cinnamon stick and perhaps some nuts that may be out of date, glue it all together, add it as a finishing touch. I've even been known to use seaweed to make a bow, and I regularly use things like moss that falls off the roof. I dry it out and I use that as a decoration on my presents.
Very good, very good, and very green as well.
Very. I do like to be green, and I do like to use last year's Christmas paper sometimes to wrap this year's. So say, for instance, you have a bottle. A lot of people have trouble wrapping bottles. So instead of wrapping the whole thing, which I have to confess I do like to do, sometimes, especially when I'm in a rush, I just take a strip of paper and I put it round the bottle like a cummerbund. Of course, I make it look a little bit pretty. And then I tie it with ribbon and maybe add a bow. And it looks like I've gone to a lot of trouble. And in fact, it's the work of moments. That might suit you well this Christmas, Murray.
I'm liking that. Of course, you know, up against you all the time are the bottle bags and the gift bags, which things come in. It just looks like a shopping bag, doesn't it?
Do you know what? Sometimes I can understand that people need to use them, but they really don't reflect the trouble and the love and the care. And so if you can allow a little more time, there are really quick techniques. My pouch technique, which you can see on my website, is incredibly quick and easy. It's brilliant, especially for some really awkward shapes. And it just looks spectacular. People love it. Forgive the modesty, by the way, but it really, really looks good. So you don't have to go to the expense of buying lots of bottle bags or gift bags.
I would imagine people people can't wait to get presents off you.
Well, I'm very lucky. People always love how they look, but my biggest problem is getting them to open the presents.
Yeah, that's always this one. I'm just going to leave that and look at it because it looks so great and put it on the sideboard for 6 months. I love the idea of that. For the awkward things, what are the most awkward things to wrap? I'm guessing. I mean, you said the bottle is one thing, but you sometimes do come back with a present and look at it and go, how the heck am I going to wrap that?
Well, sometimes you can take the easy option and find a box to pop it in and, you know, secure it in place with some tissue paper or bubble wrap. But other times you have to just wrap the awkward shape. And I have to tell you that using the cellophane and tissue paper or some handmade paper or fabric on an awkward shape really makes it much easier. And can I give you a super useful tip if you're wrapping a big present that's an awkward shape? Get one of those paper tablecloths. They have a linen feel. You can get them in good stores and also even in supermarkets.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And what I've done in the past is used some, say, for instance, snow pattern cellophane, lined it with the tablecloth, put the present in and wrapped it that way. So you've got a big expanse of material that you don't have to stick together, you know, like you would if you were using sheets. It's flexible for the shape and it looks fab.
And it's strong as well.
Exactly. So all points are answered. And then if I was sending that by post, I would put it in a box. And of course, you know, if you're sending gifts from Jersey to the UK mainland, you want to make sure everything is really nice and secure. And so can I give you a few tips about that?
Please do, because posting, the one thing you always worry about is when you take it to the post office and hand it over the counter, is it going to survive the other end?
Exactly. And, you know, there are some simple things people can do that make a huge difference and ensure that you do have a Merry Christmas because everybody has their presents. So let me give you some useful possibilities.
Go for it.
First of all, if you have a present, especially if it's an awkward shape, maybe use some bubble wrap or something to smooth it out and especially to secure it in a box or in a padded envelope. When you've done that, make sure the envelope or the package is properly sealed. People sometimes don't put enough packing tape and, you know, the box can break open. And if they haven't put their return address on the back of the gift package, then who knows where it's from? It can never be returned. Another thing that makes a big difference, you want to make sure the present gets there, and that's to make sure you pay the right amount of postage. Otherwise, it's also incredibly embarrassing when the recipient has to go to the post office or the sorting office to pay the difference before they can retrieve their gift.
It's very important. Very, very important. Now, the other thing I'm guessing is I need to be fairly organised. Sellotape dispenser, the one that you sit, so you only use one hand to cut the sellotape. Is that the way to do it?
Well, what I like to do is buy a roll of tape, and they quite often come on a little dispenser, a little plastic one.
Right.
But to use it, you need both hands. So I quite like to decant them onto a heavyweight one, and then I can just break off the tape with one hand.
Good point.
And sometimes you get those dispensers free if you buy a few rolls of sticky tape. So keep an eye out for that sort of offer.
Bargains to be had. Now, there must be websites that will give us all of the information that you've been talking about.
Do you know your cup will run over with useful information? If you go to royalmail.com, of course, www before it, they have all sorts of useful information. They've even got a YouTube channel, youtube.com/royalmail, and to know all about gift wrapping from me with free videos to view with top tips, my DVDs, information about training courses, you name it, it's all at aronakhan.com. And that's spelled aronakhan.com.
Said beautifully as you wrap.
Oh, too kind, Murray, too kind.
Listen, have a happy Christmas. Thank you very much indeed for giving me some top dates and that. I'll give the posting dates in just a second, but I thank you very much indeed for joining us.
My pleasure.
Thank you, Rona.
Happy wrapping.
Thank you, I will do. Oh, look, it's tie a yellow ribbon.
How appropriate.
Couldn't resist it. Last posting day for the UK is Monday from Jersey, just so you know. I'm coming home.